see what the randomness of Jackson Brockett throwing a no-hitter on the 1st of May did to this show? Yep. It's become about showering. David writes into the Equitable Bank.
Morning, David. Great.
Brush teeth, blank, shave, yeah. Shower, because I don't have a bidet.
That would. Oh, yeah.
We don't hear at the station either. We've asked.
Always, and then shower, never the other way around.
Yes, because if you do it the other way around, you basically, you might as well start over.
Defeated the purpose.
Go to bed, wake back up, and then do it the correct way.
On the shower part, I feel like this is like a breakdown that you would find on the NFL Network. On the shower part, moving from bar soap to shower, gel is a game changer. Shower stays 95% cleaner, no soap residue. Ooh,
agreed.
That is noted.
How about
agreed,
that?
Yeah.
Thank
I'm a,
you, David.
Definitely a shower gel person.
Andrew says a shower every day, but unless I've been completely sweaty the day before, I wash my hair every day because, according to my barber, washing your hair every day is bad for your hair.
Oh,
I've heard that.
So, you know, I'm a little follically challenged, and I sometimes believe things.
Who you're talking to.
Just, you know, people tell me stuff, and I don't second guess. I'm like, okay. Like, a person that cuts my hair said, well, you lost a lot of your hair because you've worn a lot of hats.
Yeah, I got that a lot too.
And then he said, well, if you, and then the same barber who I don't go to anymore said, if you shower, it will actually grow your hair.
Like watering the lawn?
Okay, I'm okay with this.
So I was like, that one I don't believe. The wearing the hat one I could get behind.
That little turf builder on the head?
Yeah, yeah. Gary, let me introduce you to this special hair Scott's Turf Builder. That if you shower while applying and make sure that you get fall care and aerate it, that you will see some tremendous spring growth.
But at the
you Packer fan?
But initially I was
green.
Like, that makes sense.
Sure.
It makes sense.
You know what? I remember when I first started losing my hair, I would believe anything that led to the result of possibly holding on to what I had left. I wasn't even in the game of growing more hair.
What's the
chemical in your hair that causes hair, like DHT or something?
Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds like that. Yeah, it's something like that. I was using special shampoos that smelled like strong mint. It was almost borderline like too powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was trying it all just because I wanted to hold on to that community. That community continued. I mean, every year it was losing population. I just wanted to hold on to that community and be a strong community of hair. And well, you guys have seen the result.
You pull it off though.
It's now impoverished.
Can I ask something? If this will take away my man card, I LOL'd out loud yesterday, like that.
To who? Like you sent an LOL or what?
Can we just admit?
Did you do LOL, LOL, like Dion?
No, I did not. I did not double or triple it. I just was a single LOLer.
Okay, that's strong.
Can we all agree that Ryan Kalkbrenner is low key really funny?
Yeah,
like
our sense of humor.
The tweets going back and forth yesterday. Once they found out that he was going to stay, first Max tweet
about putting the honeymoon on hold.
But then yes. That is low-key funny.
Yeah.
He's just, like, he's got the personality that is so under the radar for a guy that is well above the radar in his sport. I'm a fan. I just, like, he's just funny. I would like to hear, like, extended interviews that have nothing to do with basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
what's he into?
Like, I got the feeling that he might be, like, a practical joker guy.
Could be.
Because those are usually the ones that you don't expect are the ones that get you.
Yeah, they're the best ones.
But his tweet yesterday to his fiance, who was a former Creighton athlete, I like laughed. I like that is funny.
Too.
That's like really, really funny. And,
and
he's rising on the list.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, not only are you really, really good at your craft, and you have the ability to do something that only Patrick Ewing has done in the Big East, and that is to go uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Big East Defensive Player of the Year.
So you're saying Kalk just needs to coach Creighton in 20 years and into the ground?
Well, that would be doubtful. but that would be four times. But his humor is like, it matches the personality. And I'm like, man, I'm a fan. And I want to just have extended conversations about life and just let's tell jokes and stuff that is funny. Like, just to hear him react. Because that tweet, I think, is magnificent. Now, him coming back, which is a huge
and the significance of that tweet. Hey, yeah, by the way, we got Bill Self and Hunter Dickinson coming in.
But I imagine, imagine
no honeymoon for you.
At the end of the day, it's not a surprise that he's coming back. It wasn't a guarantee, but it's not a surprise. And you know that for a guy that's going to play his fifth year, that 11's going in the rafters. It's just like, will it go in the rafters this summer?
Right.
Like after a Supernova game? They'll be like, hey, let's just sneak it up there.
It'll be Ryan Kalkbrenner night.
Or whenever it will.
Concert next year.
It's going to go into the rafters.
Yep.
And it's not just longevity. It is damn good.
Accolades.
But I think, and you know, I mean, look it. You're going to have, they're going to be the couple on the hilltop.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Rachel.
Yep.
You know, two Creighton athletes married who were both really, really good in their respective sports.
Have they gotten married yet?
No, they get married end of August in Iowa.
Yeah, okay, I was going to say, they could have done it at halftime.
You haven't gotten the invite? Pretty good website.
I think they sent that. They sent mine to my old address. Hopefully it'll get forwarded.
They sent it to Nick at 1620. So Nick Baugh's invited?
He probably is.
Here's the oddness. Yeah. I was a big fan of his future father-in-law when he was playing running back at Iowa.
Oh yeah,
Mike Saunders.
Didn't you run into him at the
I ran into him in the airport.
San Antonio, Texas.
At the airport, that's what it was. I knew you had run into with him.
I was like, this is kind of cool. I go, when I was in high school, I watched you, and I was kind of like, cool.
Remember that time when he ran the ball and scored.
But is it safe to say that behind his own son, that Kalkbrenner is Max? Second all-time favorite player.
I could see
I think
that.
So.
That Twitter exchange was the wholesome stuff that Twitter needs yesterday.
See, and Mac also has...
Yes, he's funny.
Mac has that personality too, especially with his players. That's fun to see. I go back to what you brought up about Kalkbrenner being the guy that you want to sit down with more. I don't know if you did this because you do the imitation or the impression on the air. When you read those tweets, and they're very short, don't you just voice it in that? Yeah. And that's what makes it really funny. Yeah. And then, but you're right about the practical jokers. Some of the funniest people in your orbit are the ones that say very little. But when they do say something or do something that is mischievous, it's that much more funny because it's not for a presentation. Yeah. Always in your face like, ha!
Tim Duncan was known for practical jokes. And when you see him, he's like the epitome.
Exactly.
Of, you know, humor.
Those are some of the best people when it comes to either that part of it or just random conversations, because then when they say something, they don't waste any time. They get to it, and it's usually funny. Rob Sternberg, for a former Omaha Storm Chasers, straight up East Coast New York guy, says very little, reacts to very little. One of the craziest things could happen. Everybody in the booth is laughing hysterically, and he's just kind of, huh. But then you bring up a Seinfeld reference, and he's in just absolutely belly laughing. But when he would say some of the most subtle things in his dry East Coast way, it was the funniest humor I've ever experienced. It's those types of people. So I'm right there with you. I want to know more about Kalkbrenner.
They always say the quietest are the dangerous.
Well, that's true, too.
But this is all about comedy.
Yeah.
So good on him.
Not about shot blocking.
An update with Jimmy is coming up. Last night we had the Heat and the Clips both lost by 30 in the playoffs.
Too bad, and you hate to see it.
And we could have two games that force a game 7 tonight in the association. All of that and much more coming up in the update with Jimmy, Steve Sipple, Brian Edwards, still a little bit later on this Thursday edition of Mornings with Sharp and Hanley and Jimmy on 1620 The Zone.